From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tiny flies appear to be establishing themselves in an invasive weed along the California coast. Agricultural scientists describe that as a hopeful sign that could allow biological control of the weed known as Cape Ivy. Native to South Africa, Cape Ivy already covers more than 500,000 acres in the state. Researchers say the flies will act as a natural enemy to the weed and will attack only Cape Ivy. While China may not meet the first-year Phase 1 trade agreement target, it is buying huge amounts of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products that could total $31 billion over 12 months. Iowa State economist Wendong Zhang and Ohio State professor Ian Sheldon tell Agriculture.com neither expect the Biden administration to roll back U.S. tariffs on China in the near term. The Phase 1 agreement signed in January obliged China to import $36.6 billion worth of U.S. food and ag products this year. U.S. fresh apple holdings on November 1st were 12% below the same time last year, according to the season's first storage report from the U.S. Apple Association. According to thepacker.com, fresh apple holdings were 117.5 million cartons, 12% less than a year ago. Processing holdings were 45 million cartons, 6% less than a year ago. And total apples in storage on November 1 were 162.5 million cartons, down 10%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.